The government's plan to screen airline passengers using detailed personal information has suffered a setback. The General Accounting Office, the investigative arm of Congress, says the Bush administration has yet to address a number of key privacy and other concerns about the program. Lawmakers say they don't want the program, called CAPS II, to move forward until those concerns are met. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
CAPS II was supposed to help aviation officials identify potential terrorists before they board airplanes. The purpose is to allow authorities to focus their attention on high-risk travelers so everyone else can move more quickly through security checkpoints. But CAPS II has been plagued from the start by suspicions that the government will misuse the information it collects about passengers, that innocent people will be mistakenly targeted, and that the program won't actually stop a determined terrorist. Yesterday, the General Accounting Office said that many of these concerns remain. It said the Transportation Security Administration has yet to ensure the accuracy of data it wants to use in the computerized system, and that it has failed to address a number of privacy issues. At a hearing before a House Transportation Subcommittee, Republican Congressman John Mica of Florida said he was disappointed the program remains so flawed.
We just don't have this together, and it's pretty disturbing at this stage.
He noted that CAPS II, which stands for Computer Assisted Passenger Pre-Screening System, has been in the planning stages for more than 2 years. The administration at one point had hoped to have it operating by now. Officials are increasingly reluctant to set any deadlines, although they would like to test CAPS II this year. Tom Blank, assistant administrator of TSA, told Mica the administration agrees with much of what's in the GAO report.
We are taking our time to get this right. This has to be a transparent program. We have to build confidence in it. We have to have both the American public, the Congress, privacy organizations fully understand what it is about. So taking our time in the long term, we think, will be beneficial.
But Democratic Congressman Peter DeFazio of Oregon questioned just how open the program would be, especially for those who are identified as potential risks.
I mean, it's going to be worse than dealing with the credit card companies when they screw up your credit card record, as far as I can tell. I mean, you'll have less information available. At least they have to give you the information, and then you can try and correct it. But in this case, I'm being told you won't even be given the information that was supposedly found about you that's supposedly denying you service. How's that transparent?
Blank said there will be an appeals process for those who think they've been incorrectly targeted, but GAO said that process has yet to be developed. Blank also said TSA does not plan to maintain its own database. Instead, the agency will use the information passengers provide when they buy their tickets, things such as name and date of birth, and compare it against commercial and government databases to identify potential problems. Passengers will be assigned a code indicating whether they require additional screening or in some cases should be detained. Privacy advocates say the new report confirms their belief the CAPS II should be scrapped. LaShawn Warren is legislative counsel for the American Civil Liberties Union.
This program just needs to end. While we believe that security is very important and we need to establish something in order to take care and address some of the airline security concerns, CAPS II is just not the mechanism for which to do it.
Lawmakers say they don't want to give up on CAPS II, but they say the GAO report makes clear that a lot more work needs to be done before it goes into effect. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.